The Gemara in Bamos Daf Nun Daled Beis is discussing the din of hara by arayas, and the Gemara comes out that really by all of arayas, hara is considered a bia, and we learn it out from Hekesh of Rabbeinu Yonah. It says hara by nida, just like by nida, hara is considered a bia, who then by all the arayas. But the Gemara points out that there are certain psukim in the parsha of arayas where the Torah writes the word hara, and the question is, why does it have to be written if it already says we already learn it out from Hekesh of Rabbeinu Yonah? Why is it necessary to write the word hara? And the Gemara goes to explain each one. But what I want to be aiming on over here is that even within the psukim that say Ha'ara, in the Parsha of Arayas and Parsha's Kedeshim, there's a chiluk between the loshinus that the pasuk uses to describe Ha'ara. So Lamasha, when it comes to Nida, this is in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yirches, the pasuk says, V'isha sher yishka v'isha dava v'gila ser vasa v'smekara ha'ara v'nechus v'shne mekerav amam. So by Nida, when the Torah talks about Ha'ara, it says the lashon of mekara ha'ara, that the Ha'ara happened to the mocker. That is the lashon used to describe hara. Now, the very next pasuk in pasuk Yates, which is talking about the erev of achasav and achasaim, it says it differently. It says ve'erves achais imcha v'achais avicha lo segalek ye she'erai ha'era avanim yiso. Over there, the pasuk uses the lashon of she'erai ha'era. So when it describes the hara being done to achasav, it doesn't say mekarai ha'era like mekara ha'era like the banida. It says as she'erai ha'era. And the question is, what is the chiluk between those lashanis? Why, when it comes to nida, hara is described in terms of makar, mekayra ha'ara, but when it comes to achasav, the Torah uses the lashon of she'erai ha'ara. It doesn't use that lashon makar like it does by nida, but it uses the lashon of she'erai ha'ara. What is the chiluk between these two psukim, the den hara by nida and the den hara by achasav? So I was thinking that lefi, what the Gemara says over here in lefi Taisis, these psukim are mamish meduyik half of a fella, why the Torah changes the lashon. So the Gemara, a couple lines weiter in the towards the middle of the Amud and the Daled Beis, the Gemara has a shaila ha'ma'ara bezachar mahu. What is the din of a person did hara by a zachar? And then the Gemara has a shaila. What about ma'ara bebehema? What is the din of hara by behema? So the Gemara has a shaila if hara is considered to be a both by a zachar and by a behema. Taisus dir mamaschol bezachar mahu is bothered that why do we have a special shaila by zachar and behema? Why do you learn that kufa out from the hekesh? We have a hekesh or makesh all the arayas together that hara is kigmar bia. So why not be makesh zachar and behema as well? Why is there a special shaila by zachar and behema? And Taisus answers in this first teretz. He says v'hadol yalav zachar behema mekesh darbeni yah nemishum des mekayra ha'raksiv v'hanu l'shaych bu makar. So Taisus, because the makar of hara being a bia is by nida, but over there it says mekayra hara, it says a lashon makar, and a behema and a zachar don't have a makar. They don't have a mitzvah of a makar, and makar is not shaykh by them, and therefore you would not learn it out from the hekesh. The hekesh is only things that have a makar, mashenken by zachar and behema, and that's why the Gemara has a special shayla. You need a special makar by zachar and behema. You can't learn them out from the regular hekesh or Rabbeinu Yonah. So it's mavur from Taisus that there is no makar by a zachar and by behema. Now, the Gemara ends up asking, why Taka does it say the word Hara by Achaisav? Why don't we learn it out from Hekesh or Rabbeinu Yonah? And the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that, Im eino enyan lahara, dechsiv agabei Achaisav achaseim, da'asa b'kesh mid Rabbeinu Yonah, t'neu enyan lahara de behema. Zok the Gemara that really, you don't need the word Hara for Achaisav, because we would learn that out from the Hekesh of Rabbeinu Yonah. Why do you need the word Hara by Achaisav? It's an imeno enyan. If you don't need it for itself, that you would learn from the Hekesh, it's no enyan le behema. It's really going on behema. It's really teaching us the Hara works by behema. So it comes out from the Gemara, Pelda Gazach, this pasuk that says, Revis Achais Imcha Achais Avicha Lo Segale, Kiesherai Hara, in other words, that Hara works by Achaisav, is not really referring to Achaisav, because you don't need to tell me that Hara works by Achaisav. It's no different than all the other Arayas we learn out from the Hekesh that Hara is a Bia. Really, Menu Enyan Fachasav, Tanayan Le Behema, this pasuk is really referring to Behema, not to Achasav, and that's what She'erai Hara is referring to. So, Imkenim Hadvarim, if this pasuk is talking about a Behema, so Lefi, what Taisus says, that by Behema it's not Shaykh Makar, it's Medirik Hetev, why the Torah went out of its way and did not use that Lashon Makar in Pasuk Yates, talking about Achasav, like it did earlier by Nida. Because by Nida, you could say it's Mekara Hara, because a Nida has a Makar. But the second pasuk of Erves Achais Avicha, which is really talking about a Behema, because of the limit of Enu Enyan, by Behema there is no Makar, and therefore the Torah Bedafka did not say it's Mekara Hara, but it says it's She'erai Hara, because to use a Lashon Makar wouldn't make sense, because the Taka is no Makar over there by Behema, and therefore the Torah went out of its way to change a Lashon from Mekara to She'erai, because I'll be the Dash of Agamar that pasuk is referring to a Behema.